Hey there, Legal Tea listeners. This is your host, Jenny Roselle. Welcome back for another Legal Tea episode, episode 134. Today is a current trends topic where we talk about things going on in the current times that are relevant and pertinent to my estate and elder law world. Sometimes they are things that I've seen on the news. Sometimes they're things I've seen on social media. Nonetheless, it's something that is very current in nature that relates to the estate planning and elder law fields. On today's Current Trends episode, we are going to chat about online platforms for estate planning documents. Now, you may have seen them on TV during commercials. You may have even been recommended to them by your financial advisor. And I think we can all agree that it seems that more and more are popping up. So, in effort to address them from an estate and elder law attorney perspective, and perhaps just share my general thoughts, I figured I would do a whole podcast episode on them. So let's dive in. I want to start with talking about how many people fail to do estate planning. I could have probably looked up some statistic for this episode. I think they usually commonly say about 50% of people don't do estate planning. Just know it's a lot of people, way too many people do absolutely no estate planning documents. And in fact, a quick little side story on this topic is I agreed to do some estate planning for a local police department's officers and staff. And in total, I'm doing 44 officers and staff's estate planning. I very specifically asked each and every one if they had an existing estate plan. Do you want to guess how many of the 44 had an existing estate plan? One. That's 2.2% of the department that had an estate plan. And this is extra wild to me given the profession they're in, right? Now, this is a small sample size, but this beautifully represents a larger issue of people that fail to do any estate planning documents. And there are a million reasons why. Affordability is one. Some people can't afford to work with, someone like me. There's lack of prioritization where the person just haven't prioritized it appropriately. There's also this idea of access to someone like me, whether it's geographic or whether it's, they don't have a vehicle, whatever, access is a big issue too. I start with this because I will not deny that more people need to do estate planning. And that is what these companies and platforms are standing on, that they are making estate planning more accessible to more people. And I will support that. That's actually why I volunteered my time to do the police department's documents. I believe in getting estate planning documents in the hands of more people. For a long time, one of my biggest concerns about these online platforms for estate planning documents was lack of quality. But recently, there have been some that have really instilled more confidence for sure. And actually, even one in particular, and by the way, I'm not going to name drop, I'm not going to name companies, I think that's tacky and inappropriate, but even one in particular personally asked me and compensated me to review their Indiana documents and edit them to my liking. And I say Indiana because if you're not a faithful Legal Tea listener, I'm a licensed Indiana attorney. So I will admit that it appears that these platforms' qualities has gotten significantly better than even just a few years ago. But there are a few things that I would like to discuss under this whole online platform for estate planning documents umbrella. That way I can really just share my honest thoughts about them. First, a large concern of mine is that many, many people think their situation is, quote, simple or, quote, basic. And my fear is that they will do an estate plan to accomplish, ABC goal, when in fact the legal consequence of the plan that they have created accomplishes something that is not ABC. I'm going to use a few examples to demonstrate my point. First, asset ownership and beneficiary designations alongside an estate plan. A concern is that some may do their will or may do their trust through one of these platforms and think that the mirror document will throw on their superhero cape when you pass away and just take care of everything. In reality, you need to review ownership of assets and beneficiary designations to ensure that the total plan will work and not just what you think is going to happen. That's what I mean about I fear that someone will think ABC is going to happen, and then something happens and ABC doesn't happen at all. All because there was a lack of understanding of the law and the legal consequences. A second large concern of mine is that, as many of us know, sometimes people need an immense amount of accountability to follow through on various things. A perfect example of what I mean specific to the estate planning space is trust funding. So that funding word is, if you do a trust, a vital part of the process is a process called funding. Funding is the part where you need to change ownership of assets and change beneficiaries on assets to make sure the total plan, the total trust plan, works as it should. In my experience, there are tons of people out there that have trusts that are not funded, meaning they have not taken the initiative to change assets into the trust or update beneficiaries to be in alignment with the trust. Now, my office meets with people like this all the time, multiple times a week, where they will come to us to update or change their current estate plan that involves a trust. And when we start asking about their assets, we learn the trust does not own anything. So in theory, it's kind of a big old pile of paper that really isn't doing much of anything. Now, there are some people in this world, myself being one of them, that generally speaking need no accountability. I am my father's daughter for sure. We are very type A, very organized, very efficient, like we have to get a gold star on everything kind of person. Though in my day-to-day business management, where I work with, you know, team members and employees and even clients, I have learned that most people are quite the opposite. Most people need accountability, not because they're being lazy or malicious, but rather because the juggling of all the things sometimes becomes too much and becomes overwhelming, and the balls that we're juggling start to drop. So for that reason, if I stick with this example, I have a full-time person on my team that their entire job is devoted to funding, to help the client and hold the client's hand and make sure the client is held accountable to getting the funding done. The online estate planning platforms do a really great job usually with explaining what funding is and how to do it. But to my knowledge, there is no handholding. If there is, it's very limited. And you know, there's no handholding quite like another human, right? Now, you could have other professionals in your life, say a financial advisor, that takes the initiative to help get things funded. But I hope to goodness you are working with a very thorough and engaged advisor if that's your game plan, if your game plan is not to use an attorney. Not to mention, I'm not sure an advisor really wants the job of establishing a trust funding plan. They may help you execute on the funding and actually get the thing funded, but have you considered that there's a legitimate strategy to what goes into a trust and what stays out? Lastly, I think it's important to also recognize and understand that an online estate planning platform may help a lot of people. It may fit a situation and need for a lot of people. But what those that utilize the platform need to also understand is there's a real loss of counseling by an attorney and relationship with a law firm. Like I said earlier in this episode, I will not deny that more people need to do estate planning, but the common denominator that many of these platforms are missing is the human element, and even more specifically, the human attorney element. Before I go on, I need to mention that many of these newer platforms allow for those that use their platforms to pay a very minimal fee to speak to an attorney, and I get that. I'd be remiss if I did not clarify that some platforms do have this feature, and for that, I'm thankful. There are so many things that simply are better off with an attorney's involvement, and here are just a few examples. First, what if we have beneficiaries that are special needs and that we need to make sure that they do not lose any governmental benefits like Medicaid that they are on by receiving an inheritance? Or maybe beneficiaries that have addictions or are just bad with money, as in maybe they are better served by having additional, more customized planning in a will or trust to just take care of those beneficiaries. An attorney, not an online platform, is going to help you figure out what options are best for you and your beneficiaries. Somewhat along these lines, I do not know of a platform that helps individuals help create irrevocable trusts. And I want to say that again, I don't believe that there are any current platforms out there that are offering creation of irrevocable trusts. Whether you believe it or not, a lot of people do irrevocable trusts as part of their estate plan for reasons like asset protection against long-term care. There's also tax strategies for estate tax planning. You know, I'm somewhat concerned about people that think their estate is simple or basic, and then they do a very basic or simple estate plan on an online platform when in reality, maybe they could have been better served by doing an asset protection trust again for the primary purpose of protecting assets against long-term care costs. I have a ton of clients that do this type of planning to help with the potential future cost of long-term care and maybe cannot afford long-term care insurance. I suppose the thing to take away from this point is just make sure you're considering all your options from an estate planning document standpoint. All options, all estate documents, and not just assume what these platforms offer is all you may want or all you may need. So that is my final point here. I've said it before, I sound like a broken record at this point, that more people need to get their estate plan done. And that is exactly what these companies and platforms are standing on, that they are making estate planning more accessible to more people. I'll support that. Like everything in this world, however, there are just things to know, consider, and understand when considering utilizing an online platform for creation of estate planning documents. Through this episode, there have been three primary things that you would be, you know, quote, missing, if that is what we want to call it, by using a platform rather than an attorney. And I want to go through all three just really quick. First, the true legal consequences. So like I said earlier, you may think your plan is going to do ABC, and in reality, your plan does XYZ, and does it become too late? Second, accountability. A lot of people, a lot of humans, want or need hand-holding to make sure all the T's are crossed and all the I's are dotted. And third, the relationship and the counseling that an attorney adds to the process and to the conversation. I hope this episode did not come across as me shaming online platforms for estate planning documents. That was certainly not my goal by any means. In reality, I feel like I take a little bit of a different perspective than a lot of my other estate and elder law attorney friends. Rather, I just really wanted to share my thoughts because first, I keep getting asked what my thoughts are. And two, these platforms are going to increase in popularity. At the end of the day, you know, good for getting estate planning documents in the hands of more people, right? And as I finish my thoughts on this, I'll say, you know, at the end of the day, we all have to make a lot of decisions. Every day, all of our lives are constantly filled with decisions. This is just another decision that you have to make that relates to your future, your money, and the final gift you give to your family and beneficiaries. So be smart, be aware, be mindful of your options, and just do what is best for you and for your family. That's all, my friends. Alrighty, let's wrap up this episode. Next week, we are back to the celebrity estate planning type of episode. And during those types of episodes, we dive into a celebrity or like a big name person that has passed away and how their estate looked from an estate planning perspective. Next week's episode is about Susan Buffett. And at the very least, you probably recognize the last name, Buffett. You know, Warren Buffett. Well, Susan Buffett was the first wife of Warren, and she passed away, and she had quite the elaborate estate plan. So let's talk about it next week, shall we? Alrighty, Legal Tea listeners, talk to you then, and please stay well.